there seems to be a common headline that happens throughout the valley. There's an uptick in crime, it seems, based on people who are on methamphetamine. I know there was a headline in the Glenwood Post Independent about a man who shot up a woman's car, and he had 13 grams of meth. And then there was a young man who was arrested after stealing some merchandise at Louis Vuitton. And it appears from what the Aspen police are telling you, Jason, that the kid had to have been on meth.
They think that he was on something, and that's the most likely culprit based on his behavior. And I actually saw the video of this because the only Aspen cop who routinely wears a camera showed me the video of it. And, you know, this kid, 5'5", 5'6", maybe 130 pounds, soaking wet, took three guys, three Aspen police officers that are each over 6 feet tall, probably each 180, to corral this kid. I mean, he was fighting hard. That's why they thought he was on something, probably meth.
And isn't that also was the case for the guy who tore up the jail?
Yeah, he's the latest in kind of a string that's happened over the summer. And then there was Brolin McConnell up on the, which they thought was on meth. He turned out not to have anything in his system. So
he's the one who took the two hostages up Lincoln Creek.
Three hostages
up Lincoln Creek. And then he's going in front of a judge today.
Yeah, he has a preliminary hearing this morning in district court, so we'll see what happens there.
But he wasn't on any drugs as far as the cops.
A little bit of THC.
And Randy, your paper reported that there was a guy who had a large amount of methamphetamine on him.
Yeah, our weekly crime briefs, too, have a lot of meth incidents. People passing through on I-70, you know, a lot of people with quantities that are seen as dealer distribution type quantities, both in Glenwood and in Rifle. And we still have an awfully lot of meth, certainly in Garfield County. The standard understanding of meth is that people who work long hours at boring jobs, construction, road work, always the stereotype of meth is that that's your market for meth, is that it's kind of blue-collar, brown-collar people who have to be awake for a long time, need that energy, and then, of course, it just becomes this horrible, addictive drug.
I think both meth and heroin, though, haven't traditionally been as large a part, at least of the Upper Valley, as they have been in recent even months. And, you know, there's no doubt that meth is affecting some of the crime. And there was another kid that was caught a couple times that kept letting him out, and he kept smoking more meth, and he was going downhill, and then to the point in court where he was saying that he wanted to die. It's affecting people. It's affecting the crime. Meth is more present now than it has been before.
That's the case. And I don't know if that's what law enforcement's saying in Garfield County or Glenwood Springs or the city of Rifle. But to me, a lot of these arrests are attached to methamphetamine.
Maybe it's just the perception. These are such violent crimes.
I am reluctant to make the statement that you did that crime is up because statistically, I doubt that that's the case.
But is violent crime up?
If you look at the end of the year, I doubt it.
Maybe just reporting is up.
I think that, and I think that, you know, there may be some situations that reporters have a hard time not reporting.
One of the things about meth, though, is that meth mirrors the symptoms of schizophrenia and other mental illnesses. So it's basically like making yourself into a mentally ill person. And so people can act all kinds of crazy.
And you may run into that person on the street, and that's where it starts to affect the public.